another recording of Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. This is Peyman Motahede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. So tonight I'll be recording two different videos. One will be on the question whether your income tax dollars are being recklessly wasted. And then a second presentation will be on, are tax professionals out there totally incompetent, useless, and actually hurt you versus help you? So that's something we're going to go over in the second part. So we're going to go over the first part in the series because it's a very important topic that people need to know about government waste and corruption of your tax dollars. Okay, sound is it is too low, Roger. Roger says, is it better now, Roger? 1, 2, 3. Give us the response back. 1, 2, 3, testing. Is the sound still low or is it okay? Roger, let us know. Is it better? Okay. I have to assume it's okay. Barely. Okay, can you bring the volume up by any chance, Steve? Anything on my end that could be done, or what do you think we should do? Have you checked out the volume on your end? Roger, make sure that on your end, on your computer, maybe volume controls are not low. Have you checked your computers? I appreciate your feedback to us, Ruchi, on whatever you watch us on YouTube, on your computer controls, check them. Please let us know you've checked them and it's still too low. The other videos are fine, but not this one. Okay. Well, thanks for the feedback. Let's see if our technician can do something about it. And then we'll ask you again for some feedback. So while we do that, folks, I just want to let you guys know this is going to be a great year for awakening of the people. And I didn't say for freedom.
Great year.
Not, but for awakening the people.
For awakening of the people.
Freedom consequence. Is it good or just better? We want it to be good. I'm glad it's better. Tell us when it's good. A lot of people are waking up with this whole election fraud where the president of the United States and the 75 million people that voted for him are cheated out of our vote in our government because the oligarchy, the establishment, the people in the system in power, the big banks and Wall Street, the big mega corporation, the high tech, the media, you know, all these different powerful, rich industries, the system that buys off politicians of both parties with money, the Democrats and the rhinos. Okay? They're seeing that they're all corrupt, even the judiciary. So far has not stepped up to be the unbiased judges of the law and the Constitution like they're supposed to be. They're seeing how corrupt it is, and that's a big wake-up call. And that's important to taking our country back. Supreme Court reverses all the corruption. Great. If they don't, I hope he runs for election 4 years from now. But after he goes to all these states across America, especially the, you know, and takes them off these electronic voting machines and lobbies the state legislatures to put in place paper ballots. Ready? Okay, I guess we're as Up Moore says, I guess we're as good as we're going to be, Roger. You can't any more than that, Steve, right? Okay. We are stuck with what we have, so we're going to do our best given what we have. Okay. And what we have.
We'll start recording in 3, 2, 1.
Are your federal income tax dollars recklessly wasted? That is the topic that I will cover for you tonight. Peyman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, since 1996, exposing the giant income tax hoax, scam, slavery of the American people. And I'm going to show you now your money is absolutely wasted in enormous proportions. That's making you poor. It's not doing you good. Watch this, my friend. Okay? Here's President Trump. He just gave a speech recently, folks, right here. I'm going to show you. In about 4 minutes, the latest bill at the end of the 2020, where the entire federal government budget pretty much has to be funded. They put all kind of stuff in there to fund legally the entire federal government. They put a bunch of stuff in there, Trump, and they said, you signed this, otherwise the bureaucrats cannot do anything and protect American people, provide social security, pay our soldiers, pay, you know, the government cannot work. We have no money, technically. You put a gun to the president's head, which the system does, to sign this bill, right? Let's see. He gives you a good overview of the kind of waste that's in all of these bills, appropriations of money by Congress of your tax dollars. Here we go. Let's go to it. Yeah, here we go.
Throughout the summer, Democrats cruelly blocked COVID relief legislation in an effort to advance their extreme left-wing agenda and influence the election. Then, a few months ago, Congress started negotiations on a new package to get urgently needed help to the American people. It's taken forever. However, the bill they are now planning to send back to my desk is much different than anticipated. It really is a disgrace. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages in this bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity, is called the COVID Relief Bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment. $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan. $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business, $1 billion for the Smithsonian, and an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Likewise, these facilities are essentially not open. $7 million for reef fish management, $25 million to combat Asian carp, $2.5 million to count the number of amberjack fish in the Gulf of Mexico, a provision to promote the breeding of fish in federal hatcheries, $3 million in poultry production technology, $2 million to research the impact of downed trees, $566 million for construction projects at the FBI. The bill also allows stimulus checks for the family members of illegal aliens, allowing them to get up to $1,800 each. This is far more than the Americans are given. Despite all of this wasteful spending and much more, The $900 billion package provides hardworking taxpayers with only $600 each in relief payments. And not enough money is given to small businesses, and in particular restaurants, whose owners have suffered so grievously. They were only given a deduction for others to use in business their restaurant for 2 years. This two-year period must be withdrawn, which will allow the owners to obtain financing and get their restaurants back in condition. Congress can terminate it at a much later date, but 2 years is not acceptable. It's not enough. Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I am also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me, and we will get it done. Thank you very much.
Okay, folks, how do you like that? All this waste, including $1,800 for families that are here against the law, illegal aliens, with Americans who've been put out of job for these ridiculous corona hoax lockdowns, get only $600. You saw the list, right? Well, let's take a little bit more of these examples briefly, okay? Well, by the way, what happened here is that Trump had to fold anyhow December 27th of this year and sign it, the $2.3 trillion corona screw job, because he had no choice. You know, they're going to, override him, the veto anyhow. They had the vote to override his veto, and they just, you know, what choice did he have? And that happens all the time. This has been going on in America, folks, for at least the days of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the criminal communist president of 1930s. It's been going on, where you have the president has to sign things. Okay? Now, check this out. These are more examples, folks, we got here of waste. This is 11 years ago, in 2009, 50 examples of government waste. And all the links to all the articles, folks, will be in the description of this video. Here's the scroll down to look at this. The federal government made at least $72 billion in improper payments in 2008, okay? And Washington spent $92 billion on corporate welfare, not exclusive TARP, that's the bailout of the banks, okay? How about this? And the government spends $25 billion maintaining unused or empty, vacant federal property. Just for vacant property, folks. Empty place. Okay? And check this out. Government auditors spent the last 5 years examining all federal programs and found that 22% of them, folks, that's almost one out of every $4 that you spend, right? 22% of them, right? Costing a total of $123 billion. Failed to show any positive impact on the population they serve. You got that? Almost one-fourth of the federal government money spending has no positive impact, according to the government's own inspectors. Folks, I can go on this. See, you can just, I'm going to scroll down on this website. You can read more of these examples for yourself, you know, how terrible it is, okay? Here's more, folks. Here's the video. This is from the PBS, Public Broadcasting Service, right? Pay more tax dollars. Let's see what PBS did about government waste, about the Iraq War in the early in the 2000 years, right? See what they say about that. Here we go.
Now, waste, fraud, and abuse of taxpayer money during a decade of war in Afghanistan and Iraq. After a three-year investigation, a congressionally mandated commission yesterday issued a blunt finding that between $31 billion and $60 billion has been misspent on the two wars. That's up to one quarter of the entire $206 billion outsourced to private contractors for everything from security to food preparation to reconstruction projects. The last 10 years have brought more than 260,000 such contractors to work in war zones where they sometimes outnumbered soldiers. The panel urged quick action on 15 recommendations to tighten controls. And for more on all of this, we turn to Doug Zakhan, one of the commissioners. He was the Defense Department's comptroller from 2001 to 2004 at the onset of both wars. And
the guy that did the investigation is talking now. Now listen to his summary.
Mr. Zakhan, thank you for joining us. This was a pretty stunning finding on your part. I mean, up to one out of every $4 spent on contractors was misspent. First of all, give us a flavor. What are you talking about?
Well, out of that $60 billion, about $40 billion is what you call waste. Again, that's an estimate that ranged from about 20 to about 40. And waste is simply money that you spend that you needn't have spent. For example, a road in Afghanistan that should have cost about $85 million wound up costing over $170 million. We were paying workers in Iraq, contractors, for a full day's work when in fact they were working 15% of the time. That's simply waste. It's no different from hiring a contractor to fix your house, getting overcharged and paying for it. The rest of the $60 billion, about anywhere between 10 and 20, depending on whether it's a $30 billion or a $60 billion estimate, the rest of that is pure fraud, criminal fraud, people making off with money that they shouldn't. That's how we got to the numbers.
And that might be either the contractor getting paid for something he didn't do or what, extortion over in Afghanistan or Iraq?
Well, in Afghanistan, clearly that's the case. When I was over there together with one of my fellow commissioners, we were handed a copy of a bill, an invoice, that was charged to a contractor and was issued by an outfit that called itself the Islamic Republic of East Afghanistan. We've reprinted it in our report. It has a phone number to call. If you want to be safe, call this number. We're paying people to kill our kids.
Now, how you were at the Defense Department. How was this allowed to happen?
Well, in Afghanistan, the basic problem was that for the first couple of years or so, we really didn't put very much money in at all. So we didn't have that kind of a problem.
Okay, folks, we can go on and on about this. And you can watch this video in more detail. It's only 7 minutes total. Okay, on the description, you can see the more detail. But folks, imagine it said that, you know, you pay these contractors instead of doing one day's worth of work. They did only 15%, not half the work, a quarter of the work, about less than a sixth of the work they're supposed to do. Would you hire somebody for a job and have them, you know, do only one sixth of the work you paid for them? That's what happens. Your dollars are wasted in the federal government rat hole. Okay, let's go to more about all this, folks. Think that's bad, folks. All this corruption and waste is bad. Okay, that you're seeing. And I can give you many, many more examples, folks, of this corruption and waste that's thrown in there because nobody watches this money. Congress is giving this huge bill, okay? Can't even fit my screen, okay? And they have to sign it for everything under the sun and all the banks, big corporations, special moneyed interest, paid off the congressmen's election campaigns, right? They get kickback for that way. They get, to the industry, and then with that money, they buy off the politician. The politician gives the special interest, moneyed interest, more special contracts and favors. With that money, a part of it, they fund the politician's election campaign. And this circle keeps going. That's how your money spent, and that was not the intent of the founding fathers of America who created America. It was never meant to be that the federal government gets to steal your money, and then they decide what's best and waste it like this. Let's continue with now a bigger fraud. And here it is, folks. Did you guys know the Great Depression we had in 2008 to 2014? The financial crisis cost tops $22 trillion, according to GAO, Government Accounting Office. This was in February of 2013. From Huffington Post, mainstream leftist communist source, right? Here we go. According to the recognized, respectable communist Huffington Post, the 2008 financial crisis cost the U.S. economy more than $20 trillion, a study by the Government Accountability Office published Thursday said. So it says the 7-9 financial crisis, like past financial crises, was associated not only a deep decline in output, but also the most severe economic downturn since the Great Depression of the 1930s, right? American people were being hurt in the Great Depression. You were being hurt. Remember, some of you, how tough it was during the Great Depression from 08 to 2014-15, right? Well, meanwhile, guess what? The GAO report said this. I got to bring that up, guys. Sorry about that. Let me bring that up. Back up, okay? Here's what they said. That the financial crisis toll on economic output may be as much as $13 trillion with a T. $13 trillion, an entire year's gross domestic product. Folks, $13 trillion with a T. The entire production of the American economy was given to bailout. All the crooks and criminals and big banks and corporations and their friends, while you lost your home, you lost your job. Let's continue. And folks, here's the study it refers to. I'll show it to you. If you click on that link, here is, you see the GAO, U.S. Government Accountability Office, link to that whole article that I talk about, okay? This was released on February 14, 2003. The PDF of it is right here. You can click on that like me. And here's the actual front page of the Government Accountability Report. Okay. Financial Reform Regulatory. See, it's all in here. The source of all those claims is right here. And now here's the respectable mainstream right-wing Forbes. Says the Fed's $16 trillion bailout underreported. He's saying, what bailout? I never heard of that. Did you hear about that? $16 trillion? When? You didn't hear about it on MSNBC, CNN, Fox News? None of them? Yes. No major media establishment in America at all, left or right, reported on. This is a Forbes blogger that reported. Check this out, folks, okay? So this came out, folks, in September 2011, right? So here's what she says. The media's inscrutable brush-off of the Government Accountability Office's recently released audit of the Federal Reserve has raised many questions about the Fed's ongoing since the financial crisis began in 2008. That's right. Let me zoom in a little bit more for you guys, okay? It's incredible, folks, the power these guys got, okay? The audit of the Federal Reserve, the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank of America, emergency lending programs was scarcely reported by mainstream media. However, the results are undoubtedly newsworthy, of course, because it is the first audit of the Federal Reserve System in the United States beginning since it's 1913. Yep. And the findings verify that over $16 trillion with a T was allocated to corporations and banks internationally, not just in America, all over the world. This $16 trillion was, you know, spent and lent on, right? For financial assistance, oh yeah, during and after the 2008 fiscal crisis. Yep. See what happens, the Congressman Ron Paul, the good congressman, you know, tried to audit the Federal Reserve for decades. He finally, because of the Great Depression, with the help of the communist Bernie Sanders, the Senate was able to get at least that minimal audit of the Federal Reserve activity only during that short period from the Great Depression till 01. But the news media, they did not report on it. You had no idea. $16 trillion over 10 years ago was lent out to their friends by the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system, Chase, Bank of America, Citi, Wells Fargo, all these big banks. They owned the head of the beast, the New York's Federal Reserve Bank, which is head of the entire 12 branches Federal Reserve system. And to themselves, they bailed themselves out too. Yes. So folks, here it is. This is something interesting about all this analysis. From the Levy Economics Institute of Brad College. This is an economics publication by a non-profit, non-partisan public policy think tank, okay? This is support to generations, okay, donations. And this came out, folks, in December 2011. And look what it says, folks. $29 trillion. A detailed look at the Fed's bailout by funding facility and recipients. Basically, folks, to put the short of it, folks, they lend out at near 0% interest money to themselves, to Chase, Bank of America, Citi, Goldman Sachs, and Deutsche Bank in Germany, and Barclays Bank in England, everywhere in the world, at near 0% interest rate. $16 trillion, not billions, trillion dollars. And all they got to do is take that money, put in government securities, government bonds and notes, and they make billions on the spread between the interest they pay to the Federal Reserve, almost nothing, and what the U.S. Treasury paid them. Okay? They were bailed out, but you didn't know. This has been going on for over 100 years. The Federal Reserve privately making a lot of money out of thin air. The privately owned Federal Reserve banking system making money out of thin air and lend out to their friends at extremely low interest rate without you knowing, because it's a private institution that Congress in 1913 gave the power to coin your money and the value of it. Not the government. No, the banks. They create the money in our system for over 100 years, not the U.S. government. So, folks, if you go further on this report, it lists, folks, some exact numbers. You see that, okay? Here's the actual report. We're going to go lower, and look what it says. The source of all this on the top left is the Federal Reserve itself, right? So it says the cumulative total for individual institutions provides even more support for the claim that the Fed, that the Federal Reserve, the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system, their response to the crisis, the Great Depression, was truly a bailout of unprecedented proportions, unprecedented, and was targeted at the largest financial institutions in the world. Wow. How do you like that, folks? Okay, and it says, if the CBLS are excluded, 84% of all assistance, $16 trillion, would be provided to only 14 institutions. Look at this table, folks, they got here of the people they bailed out, okay? Here are the largest receivers of your government-created, privately-owned Federal Reserve Bank. This is, folks, in billions. So Citigroup, folks, this is $2,600 billions, right, which makes that $2.6 trillion with a T. Look at this. Merrill Lynch got bailed out, the second one, for $2.4 trillion before it got guess what? Sold to Bank of America, who got the benefit of it. Nice bailout, funding of Bank of America. Yes, how about Morgan Stanley? Oh, wow. Another $2 trillion plus. Let's look at this. Oh, Bank of Barclays of England got $1 trillion, right? Bank of America directly got another trillion, okay? And now a French bank called BNP Paribas got $1 trillion. Good old Goldman Sachs, which was behind the housing crash, $1 trillion, right? Bear Stearns that went broke, but it got bailed out by $1 trillion. So that AIG above, who insured Bear Stearns, got bailed out for only $1 trillion. So AIG got bailed out $1 trillion directly and $1 trillion through Bear Stearns. Look at that. Credit Suisse of Germany got bailed out. Deutsche Bank of Germany got bailed out. Folks, look at this. This is the biggest banks in the world with government money that belongs to you got bailed out. That's what happening with your money. Still, these bailouts that you don't even know is going on. Your money is being wasted. Now, let me tell you something else about government you don't know. Folks, most of you work for the private enterprise system as an employee or an employer or an independent contractor, salesman, or some little business. If you don't do a good job, if you're not efficient, your company will go broke and you'll be out of a job. If you don't do a good job, the company will fire you and get somebody else who does a better job, right? If you're lazy. But when it comes to government, who forces them to work harder? No one. They're not accountable to nobody. And technically, they're accountable to the legislature, Congress of the United States that funds them. But when was the last time a congressman lost a seat because the bureaucrats in government wasted money? It never happens. They just are there doing whatever they feel like doing as fast or as slow that they feel like doing. It's a very political environment full of all these political correctness, LGBTQ nonsense. Oh, yeah, all this quotas, racial quotas, sexual quotas, LGB quotas, not competence. And if you are doing a terrible job, you're drunk, you do drugs, you don't show up to work day after day, they can fire you, right? Wrong. 1960s. A law was passed. President Kennedy made a deal with the government employee unions to get the support that if a government employee wants to be fired, a whole kind of administrative court-like proceeding has to take place to have a trial, basically, of why this poor government employee may be getting fired. He may be out of a livelihood, poor thing. And maybe it's just political harassment by the politicians not letting bureaucrats do their job. But we have to get somewhere from another agency to come and go to the trial, help defend this guy full time. And appeal of that, it could take literally years before an incompetent, alcoholic, druggy, deadwood can be fired when the manager wants to fire him. That the manager gets paid the same paycheck day in and day out, whether the people underneath them do a good job or not. Because you know what? The only people keep them accountable is themselves to each other, practically almost near zero. Think about it, folks. There's no accountability. Take long coffee breaks. Do as much as you want to do. Because there's no incentive to be efficient. You use fear, false evidence appearing real. Your emotions against you that, oh, the old people will die. With that Social Security, they'll be eating dog food. Oh, the minorities, the children will go hungry. And China and Russia, Iran and North Korea will attack us, America. We got to be stronger, you know. They use fear to steal from you and waste it. In fact, there is a famous saying that a federal government employee is more likely to die in office than to be fired. Yeah. And in that environment, folks, the good people, the competent people, sooner or later leave. They get disgusted. I know people within government, folks. They leave. Okay? They leave. They get tired of all that corruption. And guess what stays? The garbage. The cream leaves, the cream of the crop leaves, and more the cesspool at the bottom that doesn't move much. That cesspool stays and keeps more employees coming. The good ones leave, the bad ones stay. So the cesspool at the bottom keeps getting higher, 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 and higher. That doesn't do anything but waste your money that you were told was to build roads, you thought, police and firemen and schools. By the way, that's a topic, another topic in the next video coming up. We're going to be linking to, okay? Watch that. About all that, that does not pay the roads and schools and firemen and education, okay? And we don't even need all this military that we have. 90%, we don't even need that easily, okay? You don't have to become poor for us to be free and safe and taken care of. Now, here's one other last short video that's very eye-opening. Okay, this was on CBS News, September 10, 2001, just before that infamous day, September 9, 2011, that inside-outside CIA Mossad job that attacks America. Right, that was used to have a more of a control on you, right? Well, check this out, folks, okay? This is now old news. Here we go.
Pentagon, the day before 9-1-1, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld declared war, not on foreign terrorists.
The adversary is closer to home. It's the Pentagon bureaucracy.
He said money wasted by the military poses a serious threat.
In fact, it could be said that it's a matter of life and death.
Rumsfeld promised change, but the next day, the world changed.
This is the defense secretary, Secretary of War, misnamed defense. He said it's a matter of life and death. So much waste, it's a matter of life and death. But we all just forget about it. That's right. That's what happened. Continue watching.
And in the rush to fund the war on terrorism, the war on waste seems to have been forgotten.
My 03 budget calls for more than $48 billion in new defense spending.
More money for the Pentagon when its own auditors admit the military cannot account for 25% of what it already spends.
According to some estimates, we cannot track to...
You hear that? They cannot even account for where did 25% of your money went. One out of $4, they have no idea where it went. And the other $3 out of the four, a lot of it was waste and corruption. But one-fourth, just completely down the rat hole. No accounting, no accountability, no responsibility, right?
$0.3 $2.3 trillion in transactions.
$2.3 trillion, with a T. That's $8,000 for every man, woman, and child in America.
Think about that, folks. That was $8,000 of 2001 money, 20 years ago, back then money for every man, woman, child. So if you're married, wife, and two kids, that was $32,000 of back then that was wasted. In today's money, it's more than double that. It's like over $70,000 per family of four in 2021. Can't account for it. Don't know where it went.
To understand how the Pentagon can lose track of trillions, consider the case of one military accountant who tried to find out what happened to a mere $300 million.
We know it's gone, but we don't know what they spent it on.
Jim Minnery, a former Marine turned whistleblower, is risking his job by speaking out for the first time about the millions he noticed were missing from one defense agency's balance sheets. Minnery tried to follow the money trail, even crisscrossing the country looking for records.
The director looked at me and he said, "Why do you care about this stuff?" It took me aback, you know. My supervisor asked me why I care about doing a good job. So.
He was reassigned and says officials then covered up the problem by just writing it off.
They got to cover it up. That's where the corruption comes in. They've got to cover up the fact that they can't do the job.
The Pentagon's inspector general partially substantiated several of Minnery's allegations, but could not prove officials tried to manipulate the financial statements. 20 years ago, Pentagon employee Franklin C. Spinney made headlines exposing what he calls the accounting games. He's still there, and although he does not speak for the Pentagon, he believes the problem has gotten worse.
Those numbers are pie in the sky. The books are cooked routinely year after year after year.
Retired Vice Admiral Jack Shanahan commanded the Navy's Second Fleet the first time Donald Rumsfeld served as defense secretary.
With good financial oversight, we could find $48 billion in loose change in that building without having to hit the taxpayers.
In the 2.5 minutes since this report began, the Pentagon has spent nearly $2 million, and it may never know where 25% of those tax dollars went. In Los Angeles, I'm Vince Gonzalez for Eye on America.
That's the mainstream CBS News telling it to you. And remember, when the guy, the whistleblower, was trying to expose this, what did he hear from the people in government? Why do you care? It's not your money. You know, the American people, they're paying the tax anyways. I mean, you get your paycheck. You're good. What's the problem? Just go have a good time, you know, with your family. Why do you care about all this waste? And they cover it up. They cover up the corruption, and that was 20-plus years ago. And now it's even worse. That's what happens to your U.S. income tax dollars, folks, that you pay. And at the same time, folks, the fact is on the very front page of your Freedom Law School's website, looking at you straight in the face. Just like this stuff I showed you, it's all documented, proven, just like what you saw a few minutes ago, okay? On the front page of Freedom Law School, folks, you'll see what I tell you folks that at livefreenow.org that there is no law requiring 98% of Americans to file and pay the income tax. That's right. Not only your money wasted for corruption and criminality, by the way, the crimes that your money is used for is covered with another video that's linked below. You got to watch that. Your money is actually being used to commit crimes, murder, and wars, and corruption, and cover it up, right? Assassinate Americans. Yes, without any trial. Watch the video. That's linked below, okay? And yet at the same time, there is no law requiring you to file a paying of tax in the first place. We went through three of the Trump Russia conspiracy hoax. We've gone through now what? I think almost a year of coronavirus hoax hysteria. Then now we go through as of right now, which is January 7, 2021, the election hoax that Joe Biden, who never campaigned, almost never got out of his basement. He got more votes than Donald Trump, who had more votes than any other president in American history. And he got 11 million more than Obama, who campaigned was much more popular and not as obviously corrupt as Biden. Of course, the mainstream media and establishment says, and the big major corporations and banks, move on. Just go on. The vote and the opinion and feelings and priorities and welfare of the American people, they don't matter. The people in power and government and our benefactors that they pay special moneyed interest that pay us to be here, that's the system we have in America. The new communist Soviet socialist states of America. They've done this scam for a long time. You didn't know about it, though, until Trump got cheated. Folks, they've been doing vote scam for over decades, folks. I know since 1993, there were people back then exposing vote fraud. Vote Scam by James Collier was the first book I came across on that topic. And folks, what you want to do is go check out what I'm showing you here. On you see on our webpage, this is the best introduction to the truth regarding the lawful nature of the federal income tax. What you want to do is listen to in your car twice, right? Listen to it in your car twice first, and then watch this short video to learn how you've been robbed. No law requires you to file income tax. And when you folks open this video, folks, okay, what's going to happen, okay, you can go to YouTube channel. It'll take you there just like I'm doing here. And you see, once it does that, now you watch a 7-minute video on your right hand side in the drop down menu, you will see, here it is, folks, the playlist that you want to watch these other 5 short videos. Okay? Watch the 5 short videos below this. And each of these short videos, folks, most of them link to a longer, more detailed video that will give you more detailed, fuller explanation for you have to have no doubt that legally you're not required to file income tax. Because if you take the time to educate yourself, you'll find out you have no ethical, moral, conscientious, legal duty to file and pay federal income tax. It never applied to you in the first place. The reason they're able to do all this to the President of the United States, Donald Trump, the most powerful position in America, is because they've been screwing you, the American people, for a lot longer and getting away with it. That's how they got the gall, the chutzpah, to do such a massive fraud very publicly and act like, oh, it's all good. Everybody, just move on. Do you want to move on? When all branches of the U.S. government are not working, they're all corrupt? Is that your government by or for them? We the people? Are you just a slave? Okay, well, I'm just too afraid. And I don't want to create a problem or confrontation, so I'm just going to go along with everything. If that's what you want to do, go to Canada. They did not have a revolution like America did. They have no constitution that guarantees their God-given natural rights in Canada. Okay, America is very unique. A government by the people, of the people, and for the people. So it is up to you. Now I know You guys are still afraid. Some of you are like, what? Stop filing and paying income tax? Well, I'll tell you what. I expect you to just educate yourself, just like you did with this video. And once you get to convince for yourself, you see this video. And the laws, I show you the law as published by the U.S. House of Representatives' own lawyers. And the government's website and the Supreme Court decision. That's all I rely upon in this presentation, you see. Once you see that, it'll be more clear. You know you've been hoodwinked. And you don't want to support your enemies who are sworn to destroy you. And you just saw that in the 2020 presidential election, how deep the corruption and waste is, the criminality, and the system's out of control. We got to take back our government. And number one is don't make yourself poor and fund your enemies. Right? Isn't that the dumbest thing you do? Is to continue, now that you know this, continue to pay your enemies for you while they make you even poorer and more enslaved. So, folks, check out this stuff. And for those of you who are wanting to be more cautious, folks, I have an answer for you. You go down, folks, Freedom Mosque has an educational support program that comes with a 7-year, $1 million guarantee, folks. If you follow Freedom Mosque teachings, write to Congressman, as I show you about the law, and lawfully stop filing and paying U.S. income tax with our Royal Freedom Package, Freedom Law School will guarantee to keep IRS from limiting your money for 7 years. Or Freedom Law School will compensate you up to $1 million. That's right, folks. 7 years, up to $1 million. Freedom Law School will pay in case the IRS attacks any of your assets. They're trying to limit you to your job, to your paycheck, try to take you home. None of that will happen if you want to be part of Freedom Law School, because this program this year is 20 years old. You ever heard about it? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But guess what? You heard about it now. Now you have options. So that's something you want to check it out further, and that will give you further peace of mind, because Freedom Law School is there to help you follow the law, impose the law on our public servants, okay? The law is written by Congress and Supreme Court. And have you be free, have your family be free, and have America be free and prosperous at the same time. And on top of that, folks, Freedom Law School, if you're interested, check out our website. We'll pay you up to $4,500 cash for every referral you make to Freedom Law School. $4,500 cash for every American that you free of slavery, of income tax, and robbery for life, the way Freedom Law School teaches. Tax-free, by the way. So, with that, folks, I just want to urge you, my friends, do not let false evidence appearing real. Fear, that's what fear spells, control and enslave you. Let your love of truth, let your love of truth guide you to move forward, to keep studying, learning, opening your mind to the truth, and free yourself. Folks, the Bible, the New Testament says in Hosea, my people are, you know, enslaved for lack of knowledge. My people suffer for lack of knowledge. You no longer have that excuse, the truth. Now it's up to you to take the step forward and free yourself. Freedom Law School and our education material, everything that we have, are only tools available for you to be free. However, I cannot do that for you. You have to make that decision to go forward and decide to free yourself. And Freedom Law School will be there for you if you want us to help you. assist you, protect you in your journey to freedom and getting our country back to the American people. We the people. Once again. Okay. How long was it? 5-0?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's go, folks. I'm going to do the tax professionals. Are they totally incompetent? But maybe we should do that next week, you know. I got to do a summary video on this one. Yes, I'll do a summary video on this. Yes, folks, we'll do a summary video on this topic. Yes, that's right. Okay. Okay, yeah. All right. Yep, that's right. Okay. Okay. All right, let me go over that again. Okay. Okay. All right, let's see now. We got that there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Almost ready to get started. We have a question on Blog Talk. What's the question? Let's see. You guys want to announce? Those of you who have questions, let's take some questions right now while we're at it. And then we can do the second video after that. If you have a question, folks, call the number on the screen. You see 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone keypad, press 1 to let us know that you have a question, and Freedom Law School will take your question one at a time. But right now we have a caller from area code 724. What is your first name? Oh, by the way, before we go on, folks, one thing you guys want to do, folks, if you're not doing already, folks, when you go to our YouTube channel, folks, be sure to subscribe, okay? The ring button, you know, it's not a monkey, it's mine as myself, but subscribe to our channel, okay? And more importantly, folks, what you got to do is you go to our front page of our website and go a little bit below and get our free Freedom Education package now mailed to you and get on our email list. So once we get censored and blocked out of this high-tech stuff, folks, you know, you won't be able to hear from us anymore. Click on this orange button, fill out the information, click the orange button, and we will be in touch with you, folks. Remember, everything sends or telling us on the internet. So the sooner you get on our email list, like I showed you, the more you're guaranteed not to find. Why not the Freedom Law School? Remember our website, livefreenow.org, but that's the best way I can give you classes, I'll email you, and I'm member. I can email as well. But folks, you gotta get on our front page and do that. Okay, call from Erica 724. What is your first name, my friend? And do you have our free Freedom Education package? Just me with my headset on. Yes. All right, my friend, go ahead. What's your first name? Hello, are you there? Call off America 724. Okay, looks like he's not there. He's playing in the background. So let's not worry about him. Apparently, you call from America 724 is not there. And we have no questions that I see online. So let's go do the second recording that we're going to do on the topic of tax professionals. Okay, are they totally incompetent? Okay, all right. No, let's do a summary video first. The summary video, let's do that, okay. Hold on, wait, let me go back. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, every minute. Yeah. Every minute would be great, yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. I wonder what. There we go. Okay. I'm going to go to $2.3 trillion. It's going to come out, and I guess at 1.8 seconds. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's do it. Are your federal U.S. income tax dollars being recklessly wasted? I will show that to you. My name is Payman Mutahideh. I am the founder and president of Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org, folks. And I'm going to educate you on this topic, folks, in just a moment. That's our website if you've never been there. Folks, to give you some examples of that, you got to watch this four-minute video that President Donald Trump did just December 22nd, 2020 on the bailouts of the banks and corporations, everybody out there, $600. The average American family, $1,800 to give to illegal alien families, right? And all kind of corruption and waste. He read the 2 4 minutes in this video, okay? You go, and eventually he caved in and signed the bill anyhow because they were going to override his veto anyhow. And you see many examples of government waste, as you see, for example, here. You know, it's just a sampling how, for example, Washington spends $92 billion on corporate welfare, including TARP, okay? You know, Washington spends $25 billion maintaining unused or vacant federal properties. How do you like that? So much waste and corruption. You know, and the government auditors spend the last 5 years finding that about 22% of all federal programs a total of $123 million annually failed to show any positive impact on the populations they're supposed to serve. Absolutely incredible. And folks, this video on this topic on PBS NewsHour will show you about Iraq war waste. 2008 Great Depression crisis cost $22 trillion bailout by the Government Accounting Office with the help of the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank. You can read about it further down here, and this is the actual summary of the Government Accounting Office report from their website. You can see that all here, and the link to the PDF is right here, which I'm going to bring up for you right now. This is the actual long Government Accounting Office report, okay, that details out everything, and the privately owned Federal Reserve, folks, it was reported in September 2011 that they billed out $16 trillion, the big banks in America and throughout the world and their friends and the media, none of them reported, not CNN, not MSNBC, or even Fox News reported any of this stuff, folks, okay? Yes, it's absolutely shocking how they wasted all that money. And the actual bailout, according to this nonprofit economic institute, was actually $29 trillion. Here's a detailed look of the actuality. Of course, you don't get to see this in the major media in America, my friends. And here's the actual Economic Institute report, and the relevant page tells you, look at this, folks, the bailout, the source of all this is the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system, the privately owned Central Bank of the United States. That tells you right there. Look at that, folks. Citicorp was bailed out 2.6 trillion. These numbers are thousands of billions. That's not 2,600. That's 2,600 billions. But got it, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, oh, both over 2 trillion were bailed out, folks. This list is here. Check it out for yourself. Come back to this, folks. And on top of that, even 20 years ago, the war defense secretary, Rumsfeld, said 2.3 trillion was missing from Pentagon. That was back then, 2.3 trillion missing, as shown on CBS News. I'm going to forward it now to the part that you'll see right there. They put on the screen. He talks about it. And here it is. They tell you actually the 2.3 trillion. They put it
trillion
on
with
the
a
screen.
T.
There it is. 2.3 trillion unaccountable funds. They went down the federal rat hole. Nobody can seem to find it. That was over 20 years ago. Folks, the link to the detailed report about this, more detail, is in the description below. Also, the box at the end of the video comes up. Click on that. You get more detail. Also, there's a box and link to other videos. One is how we don't need federal income tax to pay for roads, police, firemen, okay, or schools, and even the military. We don't need that to have the military to protect us. We can spend far less on military. Watch the short video below on that topic. And the other video also below, that your money actually is used to commit crimes. Your federal income tax money is used to commit crimes and to cover them up, folks. You have no conscientious, patriotic, constitutional, moral, legal duty to file and pay income tax, folks. Free yourself of slavery. Check out Freedom Law School, our website at livefreenow.org, folks, for more educational information right here to help you become free once again by knowing the truth. Let the truth set you free, my friend. How was it? Yep. Okay. All right. Any more questions, folks, we have from anybody else? The call from America 724. All right. We'll check on that if anybody has a call. By the way, for the live audience, for those like Roger, listen to me, Roger, all of you guys. You guys got to go check out the most incredible opportunity you have, the Freedom Opportunity Plan to free others of slavery and become prosperous, you, at the same time. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick review of that. You go to our front page of our website under course packages. Go down to the bottom to the Freedom Opportunity. Do that one more time, okay? And open that link, and you'll see right here, Freedom Opportunity Plan, okay? This is where you can refer other people to a Freedom Law School and watch this short video here and get paid up to $4,500 cash, tax-free, with no IRS forms, W-4, 1099, or any other incorrect snitch reports sent to the IRS. That's a lot of money. So you're not going to get a click, click, click on internet and then give someone some quick fee and get sign them up. Okay? It's going to take some educating people, folks. Give them to the front page of our website, our videos, text it to them, email it to them to listen to it on the drive to and from work. Not watch. Listen to it first when they're stuck behind a wheel, exercising, or whatever in passive activity, and then watch it at home later on and follow up. You get paid up to $4,500 to free an American from a lifetime of slavery. So it will take a little bit of work, talking to more than a few people, and follow up until you can find someone like yourself who wants to be free and will choose to free themselves. Okay? So check out, folks, Here we go, the Freedom of Opportunity Plan. Okay? It's all detailed on the course packages at the bottom, folks. And start living free and prosperous at the same time. Okay. No other questions on the Blog Talk Radio, folks? Let's see. The caller from Erica 724. If he's there, we'll take his call. Otherwise, we'll bid you all good night. Your first name, the call from Erica 724.
Was bad. I ain't seen anything yet.
Your cell phone terribly. Get to a better location. Folks, do not use VoIP phones, cell phones. They're terrible. Use regular landlines. Okay? Let's try one more time. It cuts out your words too much. Okay? Landlines are better. So, okay, if you want to call back, hang up from a different phone. I'll give you 1 minute to use. Okay? Still same. Every letter is cut out.
They're working dirt.
Okay. It doesn't work. Sorry. I got a flu right now, by the way, which I'm fighting. Doing okay because I take care of myself with good nutrition, but still, question is not that urgent. Please wait till next week, my friend. Call again earlier. Okay. And then we can take your call. You can also, all of you folks, if you have any paperwork you want to send to Freedom Law School, all you got to do is to go to the bottom of any of our web pages at the very bottom. There's a contact us link right at the very bottom right of any of our pages. You open that link in a new tab. There it is. You can email us any question you got for the Freedom Hour, along with 10 pages of the paperwork that you want me to review at no charge. Put your message in here, okay? Send it. And, folks, I will do my best to help you all for free. I've been doing this since 1992. Next year, it'll be 30 years. But it's up to you to accept my assistance and education. So with that, I'll give you each of you my love and hope you let your love of truth be your guide so you can be free and together we can help America, our children, grandchildren, all of America be free, prosperous, healthy, full of love and joy together. Okay, we're done.